Welcome to today's edition of Feet to the Fire, where we're always challenging the status quo. For more cutting-edge commentary, go to feettothefire.org. That is feet, the number two, thefire.org. And now your host.
Here we go, jumping right in. Coming to you from Queens, New York City, this is your host, Sergio Fassa, on Feet to the Fire. I said I would read this article yesterday from American Thinker by Kenneth Timmerman, and I want to do that. I want to read the whole article. Now, I do hear occasionally people say, even Republicans, we got to move on. We just have to move on from the stolen election of 2020, leave it behind, find a new candidate, and move on. And my response is an absolute objection. We cannot move on from the most egregious election steal we've seen. I don't know. I've said it so many times on this show. In all of history in our country, or at least in all of modern history, I'll repeat myself. The president of the United States, the duly elected president, is right now sitting in Mar-a-Lago in Florida. And the guy we have in the White House is not only losing his mind, sadly, he has usurped that seat in the White House. Okay, let's read the American Thinker article called The Show Trials Begin. Thursday evenings, now this is referencing last Thursday evening when the January 6th committee trials investigation hearings began in Congress. Thursday evening's disgraceful spectacle concocted by congressional Democrats and the media will go down in history, but not in the way they intended. Far from shocking Americans with, quote, new testimony from people such as a know-nothing Capitol Police officer who described the January 6th confrontations as, quote, a war scene, which it most certainly was not. Thursday's spectacle only reinforced the national divide between Trump supporters and the Democrats and the media elites. Even Democrat strategists and media commentators admit that the hearings are not aimed at changing public opinion. Now, listen to this, folks. Quote, instead, the committee's work is most clearly aimed at the top brass at the Department of Justice, who will decide whether to bring charges against Trump and members of his inner circle. End quote, by Jonathan Allen from NBC News. That's mainstream leftist media commentator telling us the point to indict Trump because he is still the most popular candidate for president, and he is giving every indication he's going to run. All of us, his supporters, want him to run, and they do not want him to run. Not because they hate Trump the man, because they hate what he represents. They hate his populist support and the fact that he is overwhelmingly popular and would win again in an election, just like he did in 2020. Continuing with the article. The fact that they are running these hearings in order to try and indict Trump, the article continues and said this, that in itself should be enough to terrify any American who lived through the Cold War or who read Kafka in high school or college. That's because the guy's making the point, this type of show trial is what dictators use to suppress and silence political opposition. Kenneth continues, we have entered an era of show trials, just like the extravaganzas produced by Soviet dictator Joseph Stalin in the 1930s. The goal of the show trial is to intimidate and to deflect. In this case, the Democrats want to intimidate Donald Trump and his supporters by threatening them with prosecution on charges of sedition for allegedly planning, encouraging, and supporting the rioters. The deflection piece is what the Democrats don't want you to see and have been desperately trying to keep Americans from looking at since November 3rd, 2020. From the beginning, they use the phrase, the quote, big lie, a term introduced by Hitler's propaganda chief, Joseph Goebbels, to describe efforts by President Trump to call attention to rampant evidence of election irregularities. You cannot read or watch elite media news coverage of the election that doesn't refer to, quote, Trump's unproven lies about the election. This is all spot on. I just keep reading. But the more the American people looked, the more they believed President Trump and their lying eyes. See, I'm interrupting. That's what I said last week after the New Jersey primaries and in the Ocean County primary. We're told by the left and by the media, what you see, you don't see. What you hear, you don't hear. Ignore what you see. The Trump flags, the Let's Go Brandon, the massive Trump MAGA boat parades. The fact that when you talk to people in the streets, there's still massive MAGA Trump support. Don't believe what you hear and see. Believe what you're telling, what we're telling you. America First is a failing electoral proposition. It's not a winnable ticket idea. Trump's not popular. The election wasn't stolen. All that you saw on election night and in the aftermath, not true. Now, continuing with the article, how was it? This guy says, remember, he just said, the more we believed our own lying eyes, in other words, the media is trying to tell us that we're lying to ourselves. But he continues, how was it in the most tech-savvy country in the world that most of us went to bed at midnight on election night with TV images of unassailable Trump margins of victory in all five swing states with 98% of the vote counted, and woke up the next morning to see those margins had collapsed and somehow only 92% or 94% of the votes had now been counted. In the months between the election and January 6th, we saw dozens of lawsuits filed in these swing states, with thousands of eyewitness affidavits filed upon penalty of criminal perjury describing clear-cut violations of election law, and all of them were dismissed. As I wrote at the time, it made many Americans lose faith in our system of justice. And again, that's what I've been saying. We know what we saw, we know what we heard, and we're told, nothing to see here. No fraud. Trump's really unpopular. Of course he didn't get reelected. Everyone hates Trump. And everything you see about the cheating and the steal, nothing to see here. Continuing with the article. By the time January 6th rolled around, Americans were angry, frustrated, and disillusioned. They believed they had been swindled out of their vote and their president, but they didn't know what to do about it. Indeed, our system had failed the people it was designed to protect. Because Americans would not and will not let go of their belief that the 2020 election was stolen, no matter how much the elite media pounded them with lies, congressional Democrats impeached President Trump a second time after he left office. But even that wasn't enough. Trump just wouldn't go away, and neither would his supporters. So the congressional Democrats needed to go long. They created a select committee and endowed it with unconstitutional police powers to intimidate Trump insiders such as Peter Navarro. Three new high-profile documents are driving the Democrats insane and encouraging them and the Trump-hating Republicans to double down with the January 6th hearings. And what he's talking about here is the movie Rigged, which is an expose of how Mark Zuckerberg purchased a vast ballot harvesting bureaucracy for $450 million. Then a month later, a phenomenal investigation by True the Vote, Dinesh D'Souza released 2,000 Mules, which showed the rampant stuffing of ballot drop boxes in key swing districts around the country. And then we had the 2020 coup, which showed the structural flaws of Americans' election systems, how it could be manipulated. Manipulating votes by a very small margin so that you don't attract attention. The article goes on, in the meantime, whenever you hear that a county or state supervisor of elections has filed suit to prevent the release of election records or has destroyed those records before the 22 months they are required by federal statute to retain them, understand that you have just witnessed an accessory to election fraud. And that's our point, even in a local place like Ocean County. Anna Lichnowsky has been going before the Ocean County Board of Commissioners for months, demanding footage from the ballot drop boxes, I believe from the 2021 elections. I don't even think she's going back as far as 2020. And at first, when she was asserting fraud in both elections in New Jersey, the commissioners were just laughing at her and mocking others who were suggesting it. And finally, I think she filed a Freedom of Information Act demand, I'm pretty sure. But legally, she has standing to request the video footage from the 2021 ballot drop boxes. And they were dodging it. For months, they were telling her it would cost this amount of hundreds of thousands of dollars or tens of thousands of dollars. And that kept changing. And finally they said, okay, we'll release the video footage, but oh, would you look at that? 19 ballot drop boxes, listen to this, in Ocean County in the 2021 election. So about a year ago, this past November, here is the, oh, just oddly enough, the video footage that the county has from all ballot drop boxes. The election was November 2nd, 2021. And none of them have uninterrupted video footage of the ballot drop boxes, rolling video footage, until November 4th and after. 2 days after the election, and only partial video footage. That's amazing. And the one in Brick has no video footage. So this is what the article is saying. Any local municipality or county that is playing these kinds of games with election footage, with mail-in voting, with all this stuff, they are complicit in the now common, ubiquitous rigging of elections, election duplicity, and all kinds of vote manipulation. And this is the point that General Flynn made, that I made last week. You're doing this mail-in voting, and it's guaranteed corruption, period. The elections are over. That's why we are still yelling at the top of our lungs over this steal and trying to draw attention, is because we cannot let this go away until it's dealt with. The article wraps up this way. The Democrats knew Trump was going to win an overwhelming victory on November 3rd, 2020. They knew it. So did we. Again, we're told, what you see, you don't see. I keep repeating that. There's no MAGA support. Everybody knew he was going to be swept in even more than he was in 2016. And so they conceived, this is the article, an intricate nationwide plan to steal that victory, not by turning out new voters, but by fabricating them. And when they didn't have enough, by introducing vote splicing algorithms into election tabulators on election night. They even boasted of their effort after the fact. Now, with the January committee, they are hoping to complete the cover-up, and I predict they will fail because the American people have already seen through them, but in the meantime, it could get very ugly. This is a great article. And guys, hopefully tomorrow, the remainder of this week, we're going to get to Trump's response to these ludicrous hearings. He released a 12-page response on Monday during the hearings, and that's why we love Trump, because of pushback. We're tired of just sitting in our living rooms watching this stuff go on in our government, and nobody's saying anything about it. And then Republicans being like, okay, we won't keep fighting. We won't argue with that. We'll compromise. We'll cross the aisle. No. In the middle of this scam trial, while they're planning on indicting the former president stands up yet again, gets in the ring, and says, you wanna have a show trial? I'm going to release a 12-page rebuttal detailing how you guys are lying and doubling down on my assertion that the 2020 election was stolen. This guy doesn't back down. That's why he's supported. That's why he's popular. That's why he's running again. And that's why I think if we can fix this, Donald Trump should win in 2024. That needs to happen. Let justice roll down like waters, America, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Don't believe the hype out there. The hearings about January 6th are a scam. It's a cover-up to distract us from the steal. It was not an insurrection. The election was stolen, and we cannot give up the fight.